Hi Claire, hi Ursi, hi everybody. Hi Jenna, nice to see you again. Hi Len, I'm not gonna say everybody's name. Hi, are you CC? Are you new? Hi, welcome. And I think also maybe Dan, were you here before Dan, or are you new? It's first time. Welcome. Francisca, you've been before. Hi. Hi. Hi, Hugh. Hi, Maria Rosa. Who is anybody else new? You could just wave. Maybe Helen? Yeah, hi. Welcome. Alrighty. Just wait. Oh, maybe not. My camera doesn't seem to work, says Tara. That's okay. Hopefully you can see, and there's not much to see anyway, except our friendly faces. Anyway, we know you're here, Tara. Okay. So for the newcomers, we just do a meditation, yoga meditation. For about an hour, and then half an hour we chat. More or less, that's the structure. So make yourselves comfortable. And when you're ready, close, allow your eyes to close. Timo. And really allow yourself to feel that we've gathered in a sacred space. It's a space that's made out of our deepest intention, our deepest longing, or our deepest understanding. Which even if we give it a different name, in the end, it's the same for each one of us. In essence. So when we gather, we create this shrine. It's magic. And when we close our eyes, we can really, hopefully, feel. It. Hi, Coco. I peeked. And because it's a shrine, usually in shrines we do rituals. Usually there's an altar. And here the ritual is that we surrender, we offer our experience, every experience, we offer it to the altar. So outside the shrine, we get very involved with our experience. We hold on to it. We get busy with it. We stay busy with it. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of the adventure. But when we enter the shrine, it's like it's a different space. It's a different. Well, I've said it. It's a sacred space, and we don't hold on to experience. We offer every thought, every feeling, every sound. Every breath. Every tiny weeny little sensation. Every feeling, emotion. As soon as it arises, it's laid down on the altar. And it's such a relief to do that because it's such hard work to micromanage our experience out there. So here, allow yourself to feel that what I'm suggesting is effortless. It's what you want to do. In fact, it's not a doing, so it's more like a letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Letting go. And what we're letting go of is everything in a way that constitutes our identity moment by moment. So everything that we sort of think and feel ourselves to be as we sit together without doing anything in particular. Those beliefs and feelings that make up that separate one, they surface, and the letting go of them is natural because we let them go. That little contraction in the chest that I would usually entertain, well, as it arises, I sort of contemplate it as it surrenders itself to the openness. So that in the end, every experience, no matter what it is, it's like a little bird that you hold in your hands, having retrieved it from its cage very, very gently. In fact, it came into your hands, this experience. You didn't retrieve it. It came into your hands, this breath, this sound, this sensation. And you don't do anything, you just wait. The bird will take off into the openness. Or maybe the experience will stay in your hands. Your hands are really the expression of compassion. Holding what isn't yet ready to let go. Just holding it. That's it. Just holding it. And then maybe gently laying it down into the openness, maybe. So really the ritual here that is coming up is the ritual of tending lovingly to experience. Returning experience to this unconditional openness. Now when the body mind feels that possibility, that it is finally allowed, there may be an intensifying of emotions or feelings. So really allow your body-mind to sort of come undone. Doesn't matter, there's no danger. And maybe you begin to reconnect or touch or know in your heart the openness I don't want to say too many words today, but the peace, the openness, the invisible arms. Maybe you feel it. Sometimes it might, it's just, I know we all know it, because in the end it's what we are, essentially. It's what we're made of. This, we're made of love. So infinite love. So even though I can't find the words, I'm not gonna try too hard. I know you feel what I'm pointing towards, or I hope I should say. But I hope that you feel and know somewhere in your hearts that the love that we can touch when we offer our experience, each one of us feel the very same love. That allowing or welcoming that we may get glimpses of we share with every other creature. Feel your bodies, your sweet bodies. And with our eyes closed, and without bringing any thoughts or memories to bear, we feel our sweet bodies a little bit more freely, perhaps. No idea, no agenda, just a ripple that is my body. Can you let your body, your bodily sensations free to be moment by moment? And for that, you need to operate a little switch. And the switch is that instead of feeling that you live inside the body, which is the habitual way, just switch, push the little switch, and now it's the body lives in me. The body has no obligations because it lives in me, and I am the openness. Just be open to that. The mind will interfere, and you just hush, hush, hush the mind. And you breathe free, breath is free, and sense of touch of your hands, fingers, texture. Sensation of weight is allowed to unfold where your body meets the support of the chair or the cushion. But there's no knowledge in this moment that is brought to bear, so it's just a raw sensation. And it's so alive, and there's temperature. And there's tingling in the face, tingling in the eyes, and there's tingling in the palms of the hands and between the fingers. And nothing is said for any reason. So you're just listening to this body saying, you are welcome to sing your song to me, body. Maybe feel your arms from the shoulders all the way down. But don't see them, just feel them. Hello, arms, rivers. Feel your head and let your head take the position that feels the most comfortable on top of your spine. Don't do it, let it do itself. Maybe it shifts a little bit. You are the space in which the head sensation sort of finds its comfortable place. And now feel the breath and let the breath taste itself. Hello, breath. I promise I'm not going to do anything with you. You tell that to the breath in the belly. Just want to listen to you. Hello, air through the nostrils. And your face. Your jaw, your teeth, your mouth. Just listening. Seeing how things want to be. Your eyes. Your forehead. Your temples, your scalp. Your ears. It's a wild dance of tension, sensation, and the breath. You feel it's free to fill out. I don't live in the body. The body is dancing in me. I'm like the night sky. Now feel your whole body. Don't see it, just feel it, like a sort of mass of temperature, a warm mass. And feel the space that extends sort of beyond the body. With your tactile sense, you sort of venture beyond the sensation of the body. In a way, your body comes with you. Your body expands. It's as if you're saying to the body, look, you can occupy as much space as you want, as far as you want. No borders, fuzzy borders. Feel the spine. Again, I have to use words, but don't let the words draw an image. Let the words point to a raw sensation. Maybe push a little bit the top of the head towards the ceiling. And then you can feel a sort of verticality. Drop the chin a little bit, make sure the arms are relaxed and the legs are relaxed. So everything is moving, the limbs are moving down and the spine, the center of the body is elongating. You're pushing a little bit with the top of the head. The breath is free and you're letting the arms and the legs down, flowing down, and now stop pushing, don't push, don't do anything. No pushing, just empty the body of any sense of effort in all directions. Empty the joints, the articulations of the body. Empty the body of its weight in all directions. More. Feel your body is cloud-like. Remember that the real I, is weightless. So it's okay to let the body mirror that. It's great, actually. The separate self doesn't like it. It's like, no, we're hanging in there. We're making sure we're not letting go. So, if, you know, you might feel that habit. But then give yourself a chance to experience the helium effect. Totally letting go into the openness with the body, with the heart, with the breath. Like saying yes to the openness with the whole of you. Now very slowly we bring some movement into the picture. You're going to bring your forearms off your lap. Relax your hands completely. Upper arms are alongside your torso. Feel the hands, don't see the hands, the tingling of the fingers, of the palms. Let that radiate up through the arms. And now the shoulders are just floating up towards the ears and you're not doing anything. You're just tasting the ripple. For no reason, we're all doing it together. Not doing it together, I should say. And now slowly let the shoulders dissolve back down, but don't do it. So slowly pouring the sensation into the openness. Be willing. to listen to the body so intimately. And now the hands dissolve back down. More. Feel your hands penetrating whatever they contact. This slowing down can be unbearable for the separate self that is screaming for action. But be interested in, if that's the case, be very interested in tasting those layers of resistance. Being willing to really feel them, rather than obey them. Listen to them in the now. In the now, they're not giving orders, they're just innocent sensations. Now slowly, torso is turning towards the left side. It's like a shadow moving across a wall. And pause, and your hands resting where they want, and your shoulders dropping down through the arms, through the hands. Feel the posture and just let the posture radiate all around. Be the openness, and in the openness, the torso turns towards the right. Don't do it. Slow. Hello, body. It's as if the allowing of this movement is the emptying of this movement. We don't allow the doer into the picture. The hands resting on the thigh. Top of the head towards the ceiling, and then just surrender the posture, empty it of its weight in all directions. Yes, the torso comes back. The hands moving into the space in front, and they rise up into the towards the horizontal. Don't do it, just floating, weightless. When I say don't do it, of course, we are doing it on some level, but the invitation is to feel the effortlessness. Long arms, touch the screen, come into the little squares with your fingers, touch the face of your friend with the tips of your fingers. Now carving the space right and left, the arms are opening, but you don't know that, you don't see it, it's just a sensation. You're the openness, the movement is expressing you, long arms. Palms of the hands, pushing the space as the arms come back down slowly. Making the arms melt as they come back towards your lap, bending your elbows. See what wants to happen. Yes. And now slowly collapsing the spine, rounding the spine. So if you're leaning against a chair, you might want to sit a little bit forward so that you can let the skeleton go. The middle, lower middle and upper back. Let the breath be free. Hello, body. Not just body, but feelings, layers of feelings that we don't usually taste outside the shrine. We're too busy thinking, but here together, We just give a bit of time to these layers for no reason. Slowly from the pubic bone, feel a rising line of energy. Very gentle. The spine begins to unfold, the whole front of the torso licking the space in front. Just a raw sensation. Don't see it, feel it. Maybe a little bit of an arching between the shoulder blades. You can place your hands towards the back so that you find a little bit of support. Drawing your elbows together and then arching between the shoulder blades so that the whole front of the torso opens, the throat, the face. The breath is free. No borders. Make sure the hands are not fighting the earth. It's a friendship. Yes, and then the torso comes back, the hands travel back. The breath, let your hands touch what they touch. It's alive. See how the stillness appears. Where does the spine go? How does the head sit? What happens to the eyeballs, to the forehead, to the mouth? What happens to my throat, to my heart, to my armpits? Feel the articulations of the body where we hold a lot of tension, trying to keep that body fit to be the envelope for the separate one. See if you can let the articulations of the body be freer. Now the head. And the neck, we do some circles, very slow and not too big so that you don't impose any dangerous situation on the neck. But now forget neck, head, just a ripple in openness. You're the openness. You don't live behind the eyes. That's just a sensation. Smooth. Free. Easy, happy movement. Now the other way. Yes, and now without doing it, let the head and the neck disappear. How does that happen? They disappear in you. Now we're going to gently come to standing. Take your time. Find an easy way to come to standing. And your eyes stay closed. Feet are hip width apart. Just feel this new situation, very different. And yet, really, really honor the unchanging. field of openness in which the new landscape is arising, in which the sound of Ellen's voice is resounding. Really, really allow yourself to know this openness, this field, and be open to the possibility that it has no borders, this openness in which the sound of Ellen's voice and the bodily sensations and whatever other experience arises unfolds. And it's not a heady thing I'm saying, it's a hearty thing. It's a happy thing that our hearts know. Feel your legs and your pelvis and see how they would like to be. Maybe your knees would like to bend a little bit. And then just maybe let the weight of the body shift a little bit, left and right and front and back. Tasting the texture of your feet on the ground, your toes, your soles, your heels. And then finding a place where your legs can sort of travel down through the soles of your feet into the earth and feel whatever you feel. I don't know what you're feeling. I know I'm feeling my legs. Well, what I know to be my legs, but there's quite a lot of intensity there. I know your arms, your hands, your fingertips. Feel your belly. And are you gripping your knees? Are you gripping your thighs? I was a bit there, but oh, can I let go? Who's going to hold me up if I don't hold me up? Well, you need to find out. Feel your body is so intelligent. It knows how to hold itself up without the separate self needing to do too much extra. Feel your chest, your shoulders, your throat, your face, feel your back body touching the space beyond in the back. Feel your body intimately connected with the openness in all directions and with the earth. That plays into the holding of the body. The body doesn't stand isolated. It's intimately connected with the elements all around. And we have no need to know how that works. We just find out moment by moment. Feel your arms and they're floating into the space in front. Long arms, you have no idea how long they are. Resting them on the horizontal. Right arm to the ceiling. It's falling, your right arm, falling up to the ceiling. No weight. Fingertips grazing the ceiling. The head turns towards the left. Slowly, don't do it, no effort. Hello, body. So alive. Feel the pathways upward with the right arm, forward with the left arm, left side with the head. Just slide further into the pathways with the energy body, and slowly we shift. Long arms, smooth head, feet rooting into the earth. Welcome the resistance, welcome the whatever, the difficulty. The difficulty is not a difficulty as soon as it's allowed. Pause. Let this posture shine out into the openness all around. Now the left
Arm floats down to the horizontal. The head comes back to the center. The palms turn to face one another, and you carry the ball of energy towards your chest. And then you let your arms fold over your chest. So they're crossed, I should have said, crossed over your chest. And then slowly let the arms go. And as they come down, they invite your torso to move into the space in front and down, and you're just melting your torso down into the space with the breath that is free and your knees that can bend as much as they need to. Let the head go. Let the breath go. You can even lay your torso on your thighs if that feels better. And resting your hands wherever they want to rest, on your legs or on the floor. Long inhale, long exhale. Let the head go more. The shoulders, the hips, the heart, the thoughts, the eyeballs, the teeth. Yes, everything can go down. And now the big ball under the torso inflating. Slowly inflating, so there's no effort. Just feel that you're the space that's discovering moment by moment the bodily sensations. As the body comes back up to vertical and the head, floating up like a helium balloon. Oof, big body, I feel a bit oof. And when you feel a bit oof, meaning a sort of intensity, or and then the reflex is to hold it back in, to don't allow the body really the freedom to discover its freedom. Now just let the body move. No thinking. Just let your body be shaped by the moment by moment feeling. Whatever that means to you. And include the head, include the parts of the body that don't necessarily immediately get included. Feel there's a huge wide open space around the body inviting it to move. And not only inviting it to move, but moving the body. So it's the space itself moving the body. Currents of space moving the body. So there's absolutely no conceptualizing what's happening moment after moment, just following. Follow the movement, just like you would follow the breath. Follow the ripples of movement. Ooh, it's like... discovering. As the movement appears, it's discovered. Make sure the breath and the sounds, maybe even. Arms, fingers, armpits, legs, feet, earth, toes. Here, you know, really allow the expression, the raw emotion, the raw, I don't know what to call it, just let it be part of what shapes the movement. If there was something held in your experience when you came into the shrine, it might be an opportunity here to leave the shrine having given it a bit of a creative outlet through the dance.
doesn't have to be big, it might be small. And of course, it doesn't have to be pretty. Here we're trusting the intelligence of creation, which is the very same intelligence or which is the very same thing as the openness we've been talking about. Don't worry about who's moving, just allowing the move. Trusting what arises, not trusting the thoughts. Trusting your hips, trusting the energy, trusting your mouth, your palms, your claws, maybe your teeth. Trusting the energy that may be more subtle. Just a little taster, but I really invite all of you, whenever possible, to give your body a chance to move freely and for no reason except to deliver and express some intelligence. Feel your hands and let your hands maybe contact your body, and as the movement comes back to stillness, give your hands the freedom to adopt a gesture or lay on your body, touch your body, even caress your body. And hear no thinking. No thinking, just your heart. And then allowing everything to come back to stillness, we're going to come back to sitting. Take your time, gentle. Perfect stillness. Make sure you don't take up residence again in a shell of a body. Just keep the sense of a free, porous body. Your home is in and as the openness, really. That's your true body. And just feel the coming and the going of the breath. In breath, a pause, the out breath. See if you can allow the breath to be a little bit elongated and very smooth and even from beginning to end. Allowing for a pause at the bottom of the exhale. At the top of the inhale. The in-breath arises fresh out of the openness. There's no pulling. And the out-breath, you just follow it to its resolution, no pushing. Long wave-like breath. Next in-breath, a gift. The feeling is of a breathing free of a breather. But you may be feeling the breather very much, which is absolutely natural. The breather will come in the form of feelings. And you welcome those layers, but you stay steadfast with this breath, with this regular, smooth, transparent breathing, and at the same time you welcome the layers that are not so transparent. Now don't manipulate the breath anymore, don't elongate it, just natural the breath. Like a baby and a sleeping baby. No breather. The baby doesn't know, he doesn't feel himself or herself to be a breather. Feel the same here. Takes a bit of time. To begin with, the breather will be here, and little by little we purify the breath of the breather. We are the openness out of which every breath arises. Completely spontaneous. We are the openness to which every breath returns. We never go anywhere. We don't come, we don't go. The breath comes and goes. Just feel the openness. Don't worry about the breath. Don't do anything. But just take just a few minutes to have a drink and come back, maybe 3 minutes, 5 minutes. We'll come back. Thank you. Okay. I wish we were together. So for the newbies, this is just a time if you want to speak or ask, just raise your hand and feel free to chirp in. Hi, Leslie. No obligations, of course. Yes. Hi, Timo. You can unmute yourself.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, just thank you. That was lovely as usual. And I'd like to just share briefly something Ben actually shared with me. I don't know if he's here. Oh, yes, he's here. Hi, Ben. Nice to see you. Yeah, so I had this pain in my legs for a long time, this tension, this kind of cramped up feeling. And recently Ben recommended grounding to me, just getting my feet on the bare soil, or bare foot on the grass. And that helps so much. There's a whole scientific explanation behind it, but if any of you here haven't tried just getting barefoot on the grass or on the soil, give it a shot, because your body loves it. And you can also get a grounding mat. I just got one here, which you can order online and connect it to Earth just via the grounding port on your wall socket, and that way your body can
that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's I'm really surprised by how profound the benefits are, so I just wanted to
you should
share
try
it with you.
Lying on the ground too, Timo.
Yes, I actually did.
Belly down, arms
down.
And kiss her. It has tremendous benefits.
Sounds like, well, maybe when it's a bit warmer.
yeah, for sure.
The other day I laid on my back looking at the night sky in
That's
the grass
lovely.
Field. That was nice too.
I really appreciate your. I didn't expect that you were going to say that, Timo, for some reason. It's so very sweet. I do think that connecting with nature in that very immediate, simple way, because our bodies are, and the trees and the earth, it's all, you know, very
yes.
deep, intimately connected.
Yes, and when we're wearing shoes and socks all day and walking on just isolated materials.
That's right.
Your body, it's Ben explained it in terms of electrons and free radicals that can that your body needs to release by touching the earth.
Yeah, that sounds too complicated for me, but anyway, thanks, Timo.
Thank you.
Hugging trees is good too. Yes, Cece, and then you, Claire. Cece, I don't know what your name is, but you're going to tell us.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, my name is actually Carolyn, but I go by Cece a lot. So.
Hi.
Hello. I just wanted to say thank you as well. It's my first time here. And wow, very, very beautiful. So beautiful. Just to so fascinating how alive the body feels in the stillness, just being the awareness, and I had this real sense of meeting the body just as the awareness, and it how much it wants to move, just. Even now, it just wants to keep moving. it's just lovely to have found you and to share with everyone this amazing practice.
You're welcome, Caroline, right? Caroline?
It's Carolyn. But
Caroline. It's nice to meet you. Where are you calling from? America?
Well, I'm in England, but I have been living in British Columbia for the past 3 years, and I've just been, we've been called back home for a while.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, hope come back and join us.
I will, and you have great timings for me as well. So
that's good. Back. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Claire.
Hi.
Hi.
So I don't know if ever before, although it's not a new intellectual concept, that, but in the felt sense experience, I've never really felt how much effort it takes to micromanage, you know, every single experience. And the other thing is, I'm amazed by how much effort it takes to keep boundaries.
To keep what?
Boundaries.
Yes.
Of the body boundaries, that how much effort is involved in doing that. Mm. And, you know, that goes out many layers, but just to feel it in the body, how much effort it takes to hold it all together. Mm-hmm. It's quite amazing that, and the other thing I flashed is when you said at the beginning, you said you were pointing towards that emptiness or the all. And what came was you were also pointing from that space. Mm. And then a little bit later, it was like you were pointing as that spaciousness, that silence. Mm-hmm. And then it was I was listening and experiencing from that as well. I mean, it was like, oh, that really is transmission.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so grateful.
Well, you're welcome, Claire. Although, you know, like when I always sort of went, wow, I didn't do nothing. But
It's coming through.
When I think it's to do with, you know, there's such a deep intention gathering together like that. And
that's right. The shrine is definitely a real shrine, you know.
Yeah.
Potent.
It is potent. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And then I guess the task is to take it, bring it, you know, walk out of the shrine and without sort of holding onto the experience, because I don't want to lose my boundary.
but just
really keeping it alive, you know, sort of the shrine then collapses back into our hearts and we walk out.
Yeah. I felt that very much what you're just pointing to now in the sense of having to not be able to be part of the weekly for a while and then coming back in.
Mm.
It's like seeing that, you know, all that was also good, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Let me just look at the time so we make sure we have time for our poet laureate. Karen, Canon, I didn't see you. Go for. Oh, yeah, you've got your little yellow hand. I'm sorry, I didn't.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Canon.
Okay, let me try to formulate my question.
Don't try too hard. I'm not Rupert. No, I'm kidding.
It is about trauma.
About what? Trauma. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Recently it has became clear to me, very clear. So before I had a vague idea of it, but recently it became very clear that I have a very strong fear of rejection in relationships. So I feel occasionally or from time to time very dominating motivation of acting in relationship to suppress this fear of being rejected or being unloved.
Mm.
So it happens from the time to time that it gets triggered, and it's indeed very painful.
Welcome to the club of traumatized humans.
So my
what do you do when that happens, Canon?
You know, the easiest thing to get lost in thinking, just try to distract myself from the pain of having to feel it. But at least now it is, even during the relationship, sometimes it gets clear. So I think it's even, it is better.
So what was your question? I'm sorry, because I interrupted you, but.
So my question is, so actually I wouldn't have any big agenda with it. I just would go through my daily relationships as I did in the past and become sensible to it. So
yeah.
I would to know your thoughts about it. Do you think, is there anything special to do, given that I know that very clearly that it is there?
I mean, I think if it's just, it's a very difficult question to know how to answer, because sometimes if you know what this trauma is and you've done enough excavation, because, you know, it's like we're under rubble. A lot of us, we do have to, some of us, not all of us, some of us have to excavate ourselves from trauma, family trauma, even if we've discovered our true nature and we know ultimately there's no, you know, no, the story is made out of nothing, but actually it is made of something on some other level, and we have to, and some of us need years of therapy or returning to therapy or doing some kind of healing work with another, not so much to know what to do with the trauma, but to for the excavation to take place, for the feelings really to have a safe place to be shared, another human there, to be there without an agenda. So there's a place for healing, which would not necessarily be what we're doing here, because here we're going so deep, we're not attending to the stories, the past, and but we're doing healing here too, because we're dealing with we're dealing with the suffering, but we're surrendering it or delivering it into the now, into. So I think you just have to follow your instinct. It sounds like you're doing fine, Canon. And hopefully when you are in a relationship, you're with somebody with whom you can share this feeling, and that they can be there and understand, and that there can be a space for the vulnerability of the trauma. And all of this it's not obviously not to perpetuate the story of the person who was traumatized, but it's more like to open the windows and the doors, and yeah, this tender human, you know, it's we all have some burden we carry, and it's all often around relationship.
So what I tend to do, maybe it is kind of yoga meditations during relationships. I just feel the love that I share towards the person from whom I have a fear of being rejected. So I just let those feelings.
That's nice. But yeah. I think that's beautiful. And it can sometimes be an avoidance too. And I don't know, Canon, because we'd have to explore a bit more. But just so, use your discrimination. Don't. When the fear of rejection is there, you know, be with it. And when it's there with the other person,
I don't know, maybe explore also that place where you're lost and you don't know what to do and it's very uncomfortable, and don't grab the spiritual, breathing in some love and breathe it. Or at least sometimes do it and sometimes don't do it, and just explore humbly. Just try everything that you feel would be intelligent to try out of the love for truth, and then God will take care of the rest in her own time. Unfortunately, she doesn't always work very quickly.
Okay, that helps, thanks.
But you know, but there's no rush, you know, it's no rush. So I hope that helps, because...
Yes, it does, it does. Thank you.
All right. I think it's time for Coco, because... Is there another... Kristen, was that your hand? Yeah, go for it. We'll do one more and then...
Well, okay, it won't take long, but I just thought I'd respond actually to that question, because I'm arriving today. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. And I had a really big heart trigger yesterday, and today I brought it here, and I found my body, because of the permission of the field and you, and I just found, like, the first thing I did was just put my head into my hands, and just my whole busy brain somehow started to kind of melt, and then it just had this really natural thing, and then my heart wanted all this contact. And I just want to say, stay close to your body, because it has this naturally thing that it wants to do, and it knows everything. Like, you know, it's awareness. It's like the holding of the body is like awareness holding us, you know. That's anyway, so I just want to say, it was so beautiful, Ellen. Thank you. I haven't been here for a while, and I'm
so happy you said that, and to Canon. And I think sometimes for some of us, and maybe women and of a certain age, it's really, we know this space. We know, and maybe for a younger man, it's not as obvious or familiar territory. But I think it's such a beautiful thing to say to a younger man.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's just also welcome. Yeah. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a powerful place this is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kristen. Okay, Corinne. On that note, let's hear your little chirp.
Hi! Oh, I just love being here so much. And Kristen, what you said, and well, what we've been saying, I know I've said this before, but I love it so much. From Thich Nhat Hanh, I hold my face in my two hands to keep my loneliness warm. Mm. And there's more of that, but it's just, there is something so lovely about just, yes, that's so beautiful. We hold our bodies like we are held. And it goes right also, just, I'll use this word because it's the word I use, that the power of prayer. And it has to do with just, you know, letting Ellen, oh, how much, you know, your song, letting go, just letting go again and again, and how intimately connected that is with the true prayer. Because honestly, in a true prayer, you are laying it at the altar. And isn't it just that, like, just all our fears, all our cares, all our ideas about, you know, as Rumi says, you know, wrong, right doing and wrongdoing, you know. I've just been feeling so drawn to prayer, especially right now, about I have so many strong feelings about, you know, Russia and Ukraine, and, you know, just really having to be willing to just let it go and trust that it's all just unfolding. But at the same time, really recognizing what I truly believe and feel is the power of prayer and clear intention. And even if that isn't intention, is just to not even just is for peace to unfold, you know, in the, my prayer is, may I see this as it truly is. And, you know, however that is. And anyway, so all that, for this poem that I just found today, and each one of the objects and people that is mentioned here, I feel like, and just to go through life to pray for everything to reveal itself as it is, that's all. So this is called Pray for Peace, and by Ellen Bass. Pray for peace. Pray to whomever you kneel down to. Jesus nailed to his wooden or plastic cross, his suffering face bent to kiss you. Buddha still under the bow tree in scorching heat. Adonai, Allah, raise your arms to Mary, that she may lay her palm on our brows. To Shekinah, Queen of Heaven and Earth. To Inanna in her stripped descent. I learned that Inanna is this ancient Mesopotamian goddess who travels to the underworld. And I'll send a little clip, but anyway. So to Inanna in her stripped descent. Then pray to the bus driver who takes you to work. On the bus, pray for everyone riding that bus, for everyone riding buses all over the world. Drop some silver and pray. Waiting in line for the movies, for the ATM, for your latte and croissant, offer your plea. Make your eating and drinking a supplication. Make your slicing of carrots a holy act. Each translucent layer of the onion, a deeper prayer. To hawk or wolf or the great whale, pray. Bow down to terriers and shepherds and Siamese cats, fields of artichokes and elegant strawberries. Make the brushing of your hair a prayer, every strand its own voice, singing in the choir on your head. As you wash your face, the water slipping through your fingers, a prayer. Water, softest thing on earth, gentleness that wears away rock. Making love, of course, is already prayer. Skin and open mouths worshiping that skin, the fragile cases we are poured into. If you're hungry, pray. If you're tired, pray to Gandhi and Dorothy Day, Shakespeare, Sappho, Sojourner Truth. When you walk to your car, to the mailbox, to the video store, let each step be a prayer that we all keep our legs, that we do not blow off anyone else's legs or crush their skulls. And if you're riding on a bicycle or a skateboard, in a wheelchair, each revolution of the wheels, a prayer as the earth revolves. Less harm, less harm. Less harm. And as you work, typing with a new manicure, a tiny palm tree painted on one pearlescent nail, or delivering soda, or drawing good blood into rubber-capped vials, writing on a blackboard with yellow chalk, twirling pizzas. With each breath in, take in the faith of those who have believed when the belief seemed foolish, who persevered. With each breath out, cherish. Pull weeds for peace. Turn over in your sleep for peace. Feed the birds. Eat shiny seed that spills onto the earth. Another second of peace. Wash your dishes. Call your mother. Drink wine. Shovel leaves or snow or trash from your sidewalk. Make a path. Fold a photo of a dead. Fold a photo of a dead child around your Visa card. Scoop your holy water from the gutter. Gnaw your crust. Mumble along like a crazy person, stumbling your prayer through the streets.
Feel free to unmute yourselves if you want. That was beautiful, Coco. Thank you, everyone. I love that poem, Corin. You know what I love about it is it sort of, at the end, it goes a bit mad. I love that.
Letting go, letting go, letting go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who said thank you? Thank you.
That was a beautiful prayer too. May I see this as it truly is.
Yes, it was.
I'll remember that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Timo. Well, lovely that everybody came. Thank you. Care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mark. Bye, Shwari. Bye, Maria Rosa. Bye, Sarah.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Coco.
You're welcome. Bye, Jen Marie. Bye, Hilda.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Len and Anna. Bye, Dan. It's nice that you came. Come back.
Nice to meet you all.
Bye, Tara. Your camera worked in the end. Bye, Franziska.
Bye, Heike. Bye, Leslie.
Tara, I just saw your little message. Ellen Bass is the author of that poem, and I'll just send it, and you'll get the poem.
I'll be sending it tomorrow, yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Amazing poem.
Hmm?
She's quite amazing. I mean, that's an incredible poem that not many people could share in the way that she did.
Quite right. Quite right.
Oh! She's gone.
Anna did not know. Broadcast.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.